You're listening to Fashion Now with Courtney Kerr, and I have singer and actor from Vampire Diaries, Kat Graham, on the phone. How are you, Kat?
I am good. How are you?
Good. We're so excited to talk to you. You have so much exciting stuff going on.
Thank you. Yes, I'm excited to talk to you, too.
Okay, so the your new single, Power, just became available on iTunes on the 30th of July. How's it going so far?
Really good. I'm excited. The fans have been really supportive, and you guys at radio have been awesome, too. So I'm excited for radio to start playing it and more people to get it on iTunes and to keep the power movement going.
Yeah, and I like that you used the word power to keep the power moving. I mean, this is just a great single, and we're all just really excited about it. We're going to start playing it on the radio here on the 13th. But the team that actually produced this for you was the same team behind Heart Attack for Demi Lovato. So what was it like working with them?
Oh, amazing. I so lucked out. And, you know, when I looked at kind of my stuff, and then I looked at Demi's stuff, even though I've always been a huge, huge fan of Demi Lovato, I never really saw myself having that. I just never thought that that would even be an option for me. And then when we got into the studio together and I sang Power, it winded up being like the perfect match. And it was really amazing. It's cool because I've been doing music in a different way. The beats that I had been doing, the way I'd been writing, everything was in a different format. So it was cool to just kind of challenge myself and take on something new. And Demi loves them and does a lot of stuff with Mitch and that whole team. So, yeah, she's got good taste.
Naturally. Yes, of course. Now, girlfriend, you're kind of a triple threat. I mean, you can sing, you can dance, you can act. I mean, is there anything you can't do?
I'm really terrible at algebra. So
I love that you took my question literally.
Yeah, and I'm also, like, I've been on this whole health kick, and I'm really bad at keeping away from donuts and cupcakes and sugar, and it's been, like, giving me cranky pants.
What is your indulgence when it comes to food?
Oh, my God. Well, I don't even want to torture myself because I can't even – I'm, like, on a kale kick. Like, I've got to eat all this kale and protein and blah, blah, blah. But normally, I mean, I'm really, like, a junk food fiend. Like, I love pizza and – anything with sugar and anything hot and melty and gooey.
Oh my gosh, you are like making me hungry. And I love that you said you were on.
I'm hungry.
That you're on a kale kick. When I get on kicks, it's for like guacamole or like margaritas. I don't think I've ever been on a kick that's been healthy.
I've been arrested by the veggie police.
So. I love that.
Power,
well, and I'm sure
so
with all
I'm going to use it to my advantage and promote my song using vegetables.
Exactly. And I'm sure with a lot of, you know, the singing and the dancing, you have to keep your stamina up. So let's talk about the dancing. Have you been doing that since you were a little kid?
Yeah, I've been dancing since I was little, and we incorporated into the shows. And some people are like, well, what do you like more? And I'm like, well, I have to do both for my shows. So it's like having, like, two legs. I need both to walk. So I love it. And I've been doing it for a long time. And I started off as a ballerina and then I got into dancing and started backup dancing at like 13, 14 years old. And then now I do it in my music.
That's so cool. Now, here at Fashion Now, I like to talk about how the clothes and the music kind of tie together. So
absolutely.
As far as all the wardrobe is concerned, like with maybe to the cover of your album, to what you wear when you're on tour, to what you wear when you're performing, is that a big deal to you, like what you have on your body?
I believe that fashion is like extremely important. And I feel like I live mostly in like the era of the 90s, you know, kind of when it comes to streetwear. And then when it comes to red carpets, I've kind of been wearing a lot of like vintage couture pieces and stuff like that. So I've been kind of living in that era and then trying to find different cool things that match with that, like old school, like vintage Versace and Gaultier and like cool pieces like that. And, like,
girlfriend,
cool, like,
you are speaking
stuff.
My language. I love
it. Yeah, kind of. I think fashion is really important if you're a music artist. So it depends on, some people are like just, you know, the country stores might just want to put on like a cowboy hat in their booth, but it's also like, their clothes are like their songs.
Well, and I think even artists like, you know, Lady Gaga and Rihanna have really showed the importance of like the message you're trying to send through your music can also be displayed through what you put on your body when you're actually singing. And so I think that's cool that you're kind of partaking in that as well.
Totally. And like, it's important in your music, especially to like reinvent yourself. And Power is not as Power is not my first single, Put Your Graffiti on Me, which was way more like drum, kind of beat heavy kind of song, and that kind of relayed in like the jean jackets and the leather jackets and the short shorts and the combat boots, whereas Power is a bit more flowy and it's a bit more simplistic. so it's trying to find like the, it's a more relatable song too, you know? So it's trying to find some sort of like happy medium between something that's like relatable clothing and what I usually like to be a bit more avant-garde too. So just trying to find like the happy medium between those has been interesting too.
Now, you referenced the red carpet, and we're going to see you this weekend on the red carpet for actually Vampire Diaries at the Teen Choice Awards. Do you have your outfit picked out yet?
I can't wait to see you guys out there.
Well, what are you wearing?
You know, I was looking at this kind of vintage Jean-Charles de Castelbajac hot pink suit, which is awesome. But now I'm kind of, my amazing stylist, Maya, we are kind of going back to the drawing board and just double, triple checking. I always do two fittings for the Teen Choice Awards because I'm so picky. So I think something like that, you know, something cool and hip, but I still want it to be a little bit summery and, you know, I'll figure it out.
Okay, now I know you're nominated for Best Actress in a Fantasy. Do you want to practice your acceptance speech with us, or do you think that's going to jinx you?
I totally would with you, but it's actually an off-camera award.
Oh.
So even if I win, they'll just like flash it on the screen. So I wouldn't get to go up and say anything. It's something that I would just write a thank you on my Tumblr and call it a day.
Well, darn it, I was going to have you practice your acceptance speech, and that was going to be a lot of fun.
I would just say, let's go surfing.
You can call us back next week and practice your acceptance speech.
Okay,
now I want to get back to Vampire Diaries for a little bit, because I referenced you as a triple threat. We talked about the singing and the dancing, but the acting, how did that all come about?
Nothing like that special. It was an audition, just like many other auditions that I've gone out on, and there were other, like, probably 300 to 400 other girls that auditioned for it, and I think they just saw the energy of the character in me, and you know, they made the decision. Acting is an interesting thing. It's I think you see the Teen Choice Awards, and you see the glitz and the glamour and the Us Weekly magazines, but you don't really see, you know, the actors in their car with their air conditioning broken or their car overheating because they can't pay for it, which was like me. I actually hitched a ride to the Vampire Diaries audition because I didn't even have a car at the time.
Wow.
And, I mean, it's like, it was just a typical struggling actor story. You audition for a show. You don't know if you're going to make it. You book the role, then they wind up saying you've got the role, but you think that you're definitely going to get replaced after the show gets picked up. You don't get replaced. Then you think, okay, well, I'm definitely going to get killed off. You don't get killed off. And then here I am 5 years later.
And now, I was going to say 5 years later, you've got 811,000 followers on Twitter and you're wearing vintage Versace. So you've kind of, and you've got a hit single that we know is going to be a huge hit. So you've kind of done well for yourself, haven't you?
Thank you. That's very sweet. I hope so. You know, you never want to get too excited or like get your hopes too high. So I think it's important to always stay working and never assume that it's just going to happen, that the hit's just going to happen, that the hit show is just going to happen, that you kind of just have to just do your work and try and not think about that stuff and not get too obsessive about it, which I have to constantly tell myself.
Well, and I think that's smart of you to have your hand in the acting world, have your hand in the singing world. That way, you know, you've always got something to keep you busy and keep you out of trouble.
Yeah, well, I can definitely keep myself busy. I consistently will stay in trouble.
Well, Kat, thanks for calling in. It was such a joy to talk to you. And we'll be wishing you lots of good luck and sending you well wishes at the Teen Choice Awards this weekend.
You're amazing. I hope your listeners love Power.
Yes, of course. And when you come through Dallas, you need to come in and sing it for us here in the studio.
Oh, it's on. I will definitely come and sing it for
you. Awesome, girlfriend. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye, Kat.